six sedra, Parshas Kedoshim, as we know, is a very rich sedra in terms of mitzvahs, many mitzvahs to choose from. And so for this evening I've chosen one which is perhaps somewhat atypical. It's a low sasa, and we'll see, it may have some halachic ramifications, and it's certainly a halachic topic, but may even have some practical implications even for people who tend to stay away from the particular activity kind of naturally. The Pasuk says in Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Chof Ches, V'seret l'nefesh lo sitnu b'vsarchem, which means you should not cut yourself, make any cut in your flesh, in your body, as a sign of mourning for the dead, which was a practice at one time in some nations. And our topic this evening, Uchsoves Kaka lo sitnu b'chem, Ani Hashem, translated here in the art school translation, and a tattoo shall you not place upon yourselves, I am Hashem. To speak about tattoos, this is obviously an unusual expression. Ksoves ka'aka, the word does not appear anywhere else in Tanakh. Any similar such words, unusual word. Ksoves ka'aka. Rashi explains, Rashi in Chumash, Ksoves ka'aka, says Rashi. Ksav, you were right. You were right, Mamish. Boy, I'm nothing. Okay, anyway, so Rashi explains, welcome. I have no sheets in the Yantuk, so we have to come back in the swarm schlepping business. All right, anyway. Okay, so anyway, the Pasuk says, Uksovis Kaka, Losunu Hemeni Hashem, you cannot have any tattoo. Rashi explains, Uksovis Kaka, Ksav Hamechuko. Ksav, writing which is etched in, or engraved, or dug in by an incision, the shakua, and it's kind of, it's absorbed into the skin, she'eno nimchak la'olam, and it can't be erased ever. So says Rashi, we'll see about that, bear that point in mind, she'eno nimchak la'olam. Because you create this tattoo through an incision, you scrape through it with some kind of a needle, right? You make an incision with a needle, and it becomes dark or whatever color you put in it forever. So says Rashi in his comment on
the
Chumash.
So the amount of laser surgery that could remove it wouldn't change.
Well, let's see. That's where they come to, huh? So is kaka, tattoos. Actually, if you cover the title this year, we'll call it, Tattoos and Permanent or Semi-Permanent Makeup, which is a recent advent. Okay, so we'll talk about that too this year. But anyway, so a couple of things I want to point out from this Rashi that are noteworthy. Rashi says again, he says it's ksav, it is writing which is etched in or engraved or dug into the flesh, the incision that's made with some kind of a needle. He says, Eino nimchak la'olam, it can't get it out. We'll talk about that later. And it seems that Rashi is explaining the word ksoves ka'akav to mean that the word ksoves is the writing, is the color or whatever, the ink, and ka'aka is the incision. Right, that's the phrase again. It's an unusual phrase, ksovis kaka. So Rashi is in because he says ksovis is ksav, right? And shemekako b'machat, with the needle is how you get it in. The needle makes the incision. That's how you get the color into the skin. So that's how Rashi defines it. I mention that because not all mefarshim learn that that's the simple definition of the word. Okay, the smag in the sefer mitzvos gadol mitzvos losa says samach aleph, writes as follows. Excuse me. The Smag writes, "Kosev parshas kedoshim ksovis kaka l'sim v'sarach ne'ashem perish ksovis kaka amur b'torah hu she sartate al b'soro v'yamale mokom hasrita kachol ojo." Right, you cut into your skin and you fill the incision with some type of ink or coloring and so on. And he says, "Ukiyotze b'den zehaya min hagagoyim sherosh min atzma mavodazor shalahem." This was a practice among non-Jews that they used to make these tattoos with was pay tribute to their avodah zarah. Kolmar shu eved machula umurshim lavarasa, as if to say that I am a servant of this and this god. V'harai, I have his insignia, or his name, or whatever it is in my skin, right? And then the smog quotes the Gemara, which we'll see momentarily. Shanina b'parak Elohein halokin makos tav chafal. But I'll see in a moment. She'eno chayav ad sheyase shnei hadvarim. Here's what he said. She'yichtov b'srita. You write the ksoves. The writing is through the needle, right, with the incision. Begam yikaka b'tzeva. And you also put in the color. So I'm just noting the Rashi and Chumash, I think most Rishonim learn ksoves kaka. The ksoves means the color or the ink, and kaka is the incision, but the smag says the other way. It's also possible to say in this situation, and Gimel holds like the smag, the different girsas actually. The Minchas Chinuch writes that you have to switch, he doesn't like the girs in the Sefer Chinuch, but it could be the Chinuch held this way. It's not clear, but he says openly
the smag saying you can have something written just in black without any color filling.
Well, we'll see about that also. He's not saying that necessarily, but my point, well, it's Sevai means because of color. We'll
black,
see about that.
Why isn't black
okay.
Color?
Yeah, it's a color. It's, we'll see. We'll see. But my point is that he just says, Sheyichtov v'srita v'gam yikaka b'tzeva. The seal is the srita. The shape or the design or something like that is through the...
So that's without any ink, that's just carved in?
That, and then the ink is put in. But my point is that he learns the kaka is the coloring and not the incision. Rashi said the other way. Okay, not necessarily a big deal. I'm just pointing out that possible distinction. Okay, so the sugya in terms of the Gemara, as the Smag alluded to, is found in Maseches Makos. This one, put this way. Maseches Makos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, we find the following statements. The Mishnah, the third parak of Maseches Makos, the third parak of Makos is called Parak Elohein Halokin, because we have a list of all the people who get Malkus for the various different avodas. So the Mishnah says the following: Hakosev Ksoves Kaka. The first, among the list, it's just a continuation of the list, on the list of people who get malchus for violating a law of the Torah is Hakosev Ksovas Kaka, somebody who, has a tattoo put in. Kosav velo Kaka, or Kiaka, Kiaka velo Kosav, what if I did one, not the other? Right, I just made the incision, but I didn't put ink in. Or I put ink on, sometimes I painted something, or I put something on a coloring or a message or something on my body, but without, the incision that had it going permanently. Says the Mishnah, Eino chayev ad sheyichto v'yakakeh. You have to do both. Right, you have to have the ink and the incision that the ink goes into the skin, as we discussed before. Okay, or bidyo, actually, it should say. It says on the side, some bidyo, we do with ink. Over coal, or some bidyo is black ink, coal is blue ink, whatever coloring. Over coal, dover, shu, roshim, or any other item that makes the leaves an imprint. Mishim Yehuda, Mishim Shimon Omer, Eino chayev ad sheyichtov sham es hashem. You only chayev if you write a certain name there. I don't have to have a picture, see what it means. Shenema achsovis kaka lo sitna b'chem ani hashem. Our pasuk ends with the phrase ani hashem. So what does this mean? So let's take a look at the parish on the side. Now, as some of you may know, in the end of Makos, it's not Rashi on the side. The end of Makos, the last few blot of Makos is the parish of the Rivon, the Huda Bar Nosson, starting on the Yud Testament base. There, back on the Yud Testament base, towards the top of the page, we have inserted into Rashi, Rabbeinu Gufo Tor V'yotzon Ishmesu B'Tahara, Lo Pirish Yoser. He never finished the parish on Makos. As far as we know, he is on the Yud Testament base. Mikan Ba'elach Lashon Talmidu Rabbi Huda Bar Nosson. The rest of the Yud Testament base, the last few blot of Makos, it only goes up to Afkav Talad, is the parish of Rashi's student, the Behuda Rav Nosson, the Rivon, and the Masoras HaShas, and others that point out that he's not only the Talmud of Rashi, but also the son-in-law of Rashi. Rashi, the son-in-law of Behuda Rav Nosson, married to his daughter Miriam, so that's Rashi's son-in-law finished up. So at the end of Makos, we don't have the Rashi, and we have the Rivon. Anyway, so the Rivon says, Ksovis Kaka, Kosev Tchila al Bosor al Bosor Obisam Obisikor. First, you put some type of coloring, a dye on the skin. That's what he said. Vacharkach Mekakeh al Bosor B'machat. Then you make an incision with a needle into the body, or Obisakin, or knife, or whatever. The Nichnas Hatseva Dein Haor Le Bosor. And the coloring sinks in to, between the flesh and the skin and so on, the different layers of the skin. The Nirabo Kolayamim. And it's, remain there for life. Okay? Then he writes, also lichtov shum ksiva ba'olam absar b'inin zeh shakak zeh zakos. You're not allowed to write any kind of writing, any kind of thing, whether it's, we'll see later, whether it's words or pictures, anything like that, not only on the body, not fashion, kach zeh zakos. Then the Mishnah quoted Reb Shimon ben Yehuda and the name Reb Shimon. So now, only chayim, you write the name. Says that Rivan, es Hashem, the first word, the shame avodos kochavim kamar. You write the name of the foreign god. Because remember we said, I was a regular smag. And we'll see the Rambam says, and the Chinuch says, they all say that this is because the Goyim used to write on their bodies the name of their god that they served. So, Reb Shimon says, the only Isser, and the Pasuk ends with the words, Ani Hashem. So Reb Shimon holds that the only Isser is you write the name of the Avodah. So let's see the Gemara. What?
So is every other Pasuk.
Good point. Okay. But anyway, that's what he holds. So now the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha Bereder Avodah Rashi. Rav Acha Bereder Avodah, this is the Gemara. Now, Chaf Alfa and Alfa Makas, commenting on that Mishnah. Amalei Rav Acha Bereder Avodah Rashi. Adi Yichtov Ani Hashem Mamish? Can he mean to hold? You only violate this if you actually write the words Ani Hashem? Amalei Lo. Kidetani Bar Kapora Ein Achayash Ad Shichtov Shem Avodah Kochavim. Shenemar Uksovis Kakalo Titnu Bachem Ani Hashem Ani Hashem Below Acher. Right, I am Hashem, not anybody else, so don't write anyone else's name. That's what Shimon holds. Okay, that's what he holds. Rivan again, Achiyichtov Ani Hashem Mamash, Al Tevos Halo Ani Hashem Ata B'chayv, Mishul Tzilas Kaka, only there? Okay, only if you write those names? No, Ksovis Kaka, Osinu Mechem, Shum Ksovis Kaka, Lo Yaslif Lufonai, Shani Hashem, Vasurim Atem Lichtov Shem Acher Al Besachem, Alma Iker Chiyom Mishum Shem Oros Kochonu. However, the Rivan adds that even if Shimon admits, "Uvihu also lichtov shum ksiva ba'olam," afil of Shimon el dechiv malchus leka. Shimon says the Rivan is not coming to argue completely and say that writing other things is mutter, just the name of the Avodah Zarah is aser. He holds, remember, we're in the Perek Elohen Alokin. He says you only get Malkus, the severe transgression is to actually write this, the Avodah Zarah's name. But the Rivan holds, and other Rishonim agree, that Shimon is not coming to argue to the opposite extreme and say there's no Isser at all in the making a picture of, you know, the ship or whatever that people put on tattoos of a girl, whatever. We'll see that later. But that's the Rivan. He's saying Shimon admits that that's also too, just on the also Gereisa. But you don't get Malkus. Okay. Then the Gemara says,
"The Nasi mean to be that those things that you loka you have to remove, and those things that you're not, you know."
I don't know what to see about removing it. We'll, at the very end, we'll come to the idea of removing it.
Okay. We'll have Hanita class.
Right. There's no one ever says to remove it. We'll see. We'll come to that point.
Now the Gemara, if you're a Malkus, you constantly over. Is the east? The question is really this: is the east of Malkus, the master of putting it in, or the actual
having it? That seems to be the master idea of putting it in. In fact, there's a discussion. Maybe I'll come. Hold the thought. Maybe a little more in the Gemara, because the whole sugya is here. There's not much in the Gemara about this. Just this little sugya. Chof Alfin Alfin Malkus. The Gemara then says, "Amar of Malki, Amar of Adabar Ava, Also Adam Shitein Efer Makla Gabe Makoso." You're not allowed to put Efer Makla. Rashi says Efer Makla is like ashes from the furnace. Rashi says Davka Kamal if Yishak Koshehi. Apparently, when stuff burns very fine, so you put this ashes are almost like, not like ashes that are soft, the hard ashes, huh?
Like glass.
Yeah, it looks like glass, right? It makes little pricks, you know, when you put it on. So the Rivan explains, Davka come up, Yishak Koshehi, Mekakas, Mokomamako, Varosha Nira Shamachazman, Avo Offer Baamalo, Stam, little dust is okay. But actually, to put in that stuff would not be allowed. So says the Rivan. Later on, then the Gemara goes off for a few lines to a side point, and at the end of the Sugya, it says, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye copied afilu arivda de kusilta. He was even concerned about putting on your skin rivda de kusilta. Again, the Rivan helps out. Rivda, putting on a rivda zamaka, putting on a maka kusilta, some type of a knife or something like that that can cause such a thing. Anything which causes it. However, Rav Ashi Amar kol makom sheisha maka makaso mochiach alav. Rav Ashi is mekel, and he says that anything which is where there's a maka and it's clear that you're putting it on for that purpose, then you don't have to worry about it looking like Solis Kaka. Just to put on, huh?
Enough of Shabbos.
Well,
because so Rashi says that the other,
the bandage.
No, the wool for Parah Aduma. She has Rav Mila.
Right.
So you're looking at him.
Oh, Maka, right.
Rashi is the one that says.
Oh, it's the name of Rashi?
It's a fool. Yeah. Because he is of the opinion that from the Tantin.
It's not. Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right.
They need
okay,
to make it down only because of Parah Aduma.
Right. Very good. That's the same of Rashi. Good. I remember that. Good. Okay, anyway, that's the sheet of Rashi. There's a two-word Tosus. Okay. Tosus says Rav Ashi Omer Makasa Mochachas. Tosus two words. V'chein halacha. Halacha is like Rav Ashi. So it's clear that it's from Makkah, and it's not going to look like it's from. It's not going to look like Chavis Kapkan's lot. Okay. So that is the sugi here in Makkah, and that's the entire presentation in Shas of this of the details of this issue of Chavis Kapkan. Now the Rambam brings us all the halacha.
Is this the
definition of the Torah? Well, it doesn't say so in the Torah. Again, we mentioned the Smag mentions it. The Chinuch mentions. Well, read the Rambam right now. The Rambam says this as well. The Rambam prints these dinim in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim in Parak Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. Excuse me. Parak Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says Ksovas Kaka Amura Batorah Hu She Sarit Al Bsoro. Right, you make the incision in your skin. V'yemale moko masrita kol ojo, and then you fill in the place on the skin with the color. Notice, by the way, that we read before. I mean, the Rivan. Well, I think he's more or less a das yachida, but I just again to note the distinction. The Rivan said the order. We'll have to see that a little bit later. But the Rivan says. Kosev tchila b'soro b'sam. You put the color of the ink on first, and then acharkach mekakeh abasor. Then you make the incision. The Rambam's lashon is
incision.
The needle. You dig in whatever they use.
How do they tattoo now? I thought tattooing is the needle goes into the dermis and it
and they put the ink
goes in there and it's absorbed, but it's not. It sounds like they're talking about a different type of thing where people actually create scars within, cutting.
I don't know. Anyway, the Rambam says, "Ksovis again, Parak Yud Beis Hilchos Avodas Kochavim Halacha Yud Aleph. Ksovis Kaka Amar B'Torah Hishi Sarit Al Bsaro V'Yimale Makom Asrita." Then you fill in the place where you made the cut with whatever ink, whatever color it is. Oshar Tzivonim Haroshim or other colors and so on to make leave an imprint. V'Zeh Hayom Minah Ga'akom, says the Rambam. This was the custom of non-Jews. Okay, Sherosh Min Atzam Avodas Kochavim Komeshu Eved Mochelo Murshon Avodas. Like the Smag said. This indicated that I am a servant of such and such a god, and so on and so forth. Umeis sheyirshom beachad medvarim haroshmin achar sheyisrael beizem alkom naguf beinish beinishol lokes. Man, woman doesn't make a difference. As soon as you make any kind of this incision and so on, and the ink goes in, so then you're loke. Now, kosav v'lo rosham b'tzeva. If you just made something without a permanent color, osher rosh mazol, kosav b'sweita potter, ad sheyichtov yekakeh shenemar uchsoves kaka. Right, you have to do both. But medvar mumur and mikosev, that's only talking about if you do it yourself. That's why it's your point before, Henry. Avozesh kosov b'sor b'kakobo, eno chayav adam kain tziyeya, k'dei shi'asema. So let's say I didn't do anything. I just was passive, and some guy in this, tattoo salon did it to me. So the Rambam says, actually, you're not chayav, because you didn't do a maisa. You just were passive, unless you help somehow. Okay, I've lost a clue, ain't a local. Well, it doesn't say that. You're not telling a lie to do it, but you don't get malchus, because, again, without an action, there's no malchus. That's interesting, just as an aside. What's that?
It's not so in makif and ikaf.
Right. So that's, let's just see. So the Kesef Mishnah actually says, on Sif Yud Aleph, in the Halach Yud Aleph here, he says, Masha Kosov Edorim, Yadati lo makom mefurish. I don't know where the Rambam got that from. That you're not loka if you're passive. The efsher shalom da midin hakafas harosh. Maybe it's as I just mentioned, shekasavti l'mal, cutting the payas and so on, which also was sakifu pasrosh, was also in the sedges. So he says maybe the Rambam got it from there. What's interesting is though, I have here the edition of the Rambam from Rav Kafach, the great Temani scholar, not that long ago. So he, in his edition of the Rambam, he says, Kosar Kesav Mishlo, Yadati Zor Mokum, Lo Yadati Mokum Wursh, Efshish Lom, etc. He says, Dwarf Tumulim, the Behedjib, it's a bit Tosefta, the Makkah, it's an open Tosefta. And it is. Okay, Per Gimel Halacha Tes.
Okay, the Tosefta says openly, and according to the Ketzer Mishnah, didn't have that gear, so didn't have the full Tosefta in front of it. The Tosefta says in Sargimah Ochetes, Abakas, Haksovis, Kasovis, Kakav, and Sosha Chavero, Shneir Chayavim. They're both Chayav, right? The tattooer and the tattooee, whatever, okay? Shnei Chayav, the med, Dvarim, Amur, and Bizman, Shnei Mezidim, Al Hashogim, Pturim, Echad Jug, etc., etc. And so he says that, you know, assuming that the guy did it, and it had to be, did some kind of action, right? He said, because otherwise there's no love.
The language of the Alam is that the receiver
is not chayav unless he helps.
Chayav.
Right, not chayav.
So that's against this Tosefta.
No, Tosefta is saying that he says that the, they're both mezin, they're both doing something, right? They're both doing action. That's, I think, he understands.
So the Alam says if they don't do action.
Oh, well, okay. So they don't do the action. Okay. But anyway, that's what Kafov says. But be that as it may, you know, this is the Tosefta. But there are a couple of things that are pointed out on this Rambam, the Sefer Avodas HaMelech. The Avodas HaMelech is written by Rabbi Nachum Krakowski, who is an uncle of Rav Soloveitchik. And this is a Sefer, it's only on the Sefer Hamada. And I think, I don't know if he wrote more and it was lost, I'm not sure. I think he was the Rav in Chasilovich before Moshe Soloveitchik. That's where the Shabbat Rav grew up.
So his uncle was in the bridge to Feinstein.
Right, so, right. No. I don't think so, no. The Rav.
Why? It was Feinstein.
No, the Rav's.
Look at the Atchala.
Yeah, I thought that the Rav's.
Almanator.
Oh, right, I'm sorry. Yeah. His wife is correct. Yeah. Right, I'm sorry.
People don't know that for which kind of Feinstein.
The Rav's mother. Yeah, okay, the Rav. The Rav's his mother, his mother's brother, right. I don't know, of course, yeah. Okay, so, anyway, you told me to look at the Shalom, but I once wrote in here. I found this somewhere. He quotes Rav Soloveitchik. He quotes the Rav. Rav was a young man. He quotes him in a number of places. But according to Rav Kaffet's book, he found the place where he quotes. Oh yeah, I spelled it wrong. All right, of course, the flower, right. Okay, because his name was Rothkopf originally. Anyway, so the only place he quoted the Rav was usually on. The Rav was in Berlin at the time he wrote this sefer. He had access to libraries, so he would send them, he would look at them, so he doesn't quote any Lundus in the room, just quotes scholarship. Anyway, so here on this Rama in Parak Yud Beis, he says, Mivur B'das Rabbeinu, we just said before, Debinan Srita Kodem B'Charkach Siva. The Rama's formulation is, and again we read the words, the Rama says, it's first you have the cutting, you know, the Srita, the cutting, the incision, and then afterwards, right? And then afterwards, right? And he says, "V'ilu Rashi b'Mishnah." That's not Rashi. We said before it's the Rivan. The Rivan and the Mishnah kosev lehefech. The kosev kodem acharkos. Sorry, it's the Avodas HaMelech pointing out that maybe there's a machlokas here. Okay, does it have to be dafka in that order or not? He mentions, we'll see in the slide, v'ayin bach v'shach shekosu de'ei nafkamina imasa kach o kach. Okay, I mean, as long as you do both, at the end of the day you have both, the order of what you do, the ink first, then the incision first, then the ink, he said the shach quote for the bach, there's no chilek. Okay, v'vad sheyisrot v'yichtov. However, he writes, aval amar shal b'bi'urov l'smag kosav dafka b'seret v'chsarat achar kachosav. He notes that the Marshal says no, that the Rambam is dafke, and the Rambam is right, and the Rivan is wrong. It has to be dafke in this order. Okay, the Kachim Rur Baran Lamasnisen. And he said that's also the Ran. So we'll take a look. It is the Ran. But again, interestingly, the Ran in the back is not the Ran of the Mukhi Yosef. Okay, the Ran on the Rift is not, this it says on the page. Okay, it puts Rabbeinu Nisim in parentheses in the brackets in the Mukhi Yosef. So on the Abdal of the base, in the pages of the Rif, then the Mukhi Yosef writes, Ad Sheikhtov Yikakea, he says, Klomar, Just to say, no, I'm sorry. Uvina and Parti lechiyuvi. Need both. Srita uksiva. The lishna the kronakad. Why? The ksiv uksoves kaka. There are two words. I mean, why do you have to do it? Have both? Because the words in a pasuk are uksoves kaka. The ksiva and kaka both. Okay. Now he says shari tchila hu korehor b'kaka kosei. First you make the incision in the skin and then you write. Now the truth is, this machlokas may go back to what I said at the beginning, is which word is what? But this may relate to the machlokas in Rashi and Chumash and the smag that I said at the outset. Maybe they're learning the dafka, the order, so the order of ksoves kaka means writing first and then make the incision, but we said before that the smag says no, the ksoves means the incision of the kaka is the coloring, so again, this machlokas may relate to that. Okay, again, I don't want to make too big of a deal about it. Again, I'll stress that Bartanura, as the Avodah Hamelach said, the Bartanura in his commentary on the Mishnah, that's in, again, a Makkos, obviously it's Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, he writes, Ksovis Kaka, he says, first, Mekareya Besakan Obsor Kenosio, first you make the incision, then you put in the ink or the color and so on. So it's again, it's a Machlokas, it's possibly, very possibly Machlokas Arishonim, and again, can you give me Minchas Kenach Beis, the black Minchas Kenach, is there one here? Anyway, it's a machlokas. Again, we'll see in a moment what the Minchas Chinuch has to say. And again, I'm suggesting that maybe it revolves around what word in the pasuk ksoves kaka. I stress it's a very strange expression. There's no other expression like it in all of Tanakh, so it's very difficult to figure out what it means. So that's why there are perhaps different interpretations. Maybe this is a nafkamina in the interpretation. I just call your attention for a moment while I was getting them in cheskinuch to a couple of other things which the Bartanura says. First of all, he says mikareya besakin, which sounds like you got to do it with some kind of a kli, as opposed to your fingernail or something. Apparently it's got to go deeper. That's what he holds. And he also writes, ke'ain osios. Have to be letters. So there, that's what exactly what I was saying. Thank you. So bear those two points in mind. The Chinuch discusses this, the Sefer Chinuch discusses this in Mitzvah Reish Nun Gimel. Mitzvah Reish Nun Gimel. The Minchas Chinuch, right. Lo nizvar the divrei harav mechaber itzar hakakalios kodem achakach rishima off lehefer the maksiva kodem gamkin chayim, and he mentioned in a smag kosav aksovis kakashis or absor acharka achazem ala kol v'chein kosav raman perkid beis and so on. We read and Rashi, which we said before, the Rivon says the other way. Okay, and he tells you to take a look at the shach, like we said before. Anyway, he mentions that this is perhaps a machlokas, as we just pointed out. Okay, lahalocha. I'm going to keep this Minchas Chinuch for something else, which we'll get back to in a second. Lahalocha, these dinim appear in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya. Sorry, Yerideya Simon Kuf Pei. Yerideya Simon Kuf Pei. I'll read it to you inside. Sif Aleph. Ksovis Kaka Hanush Soreit Al Bosor Umalei Mokom Asrita Bechol Ojo Oshar Tzivon Aroshman. Halahalah. Sipes. Imosa Kane al Bsar Khadera Osa Shinaselo Potter Elin Kane Tia Abidover. Right? Your potter unless you help somehow. Good. Siv Gimel. Muter litain ofer makla makoso. You can't put this stuff on your makra, like you read Tosa says, or Rashi allows it Tosa, a two word Tosa said Bhain Halacha. Good. And Siv Dalid, Haroshim al Avdo Shalivrach Potter. You put some kind of a brand or mark on evidence you can't escape, you know, it's going to be identified. That's Potter. However, says the Ramo of Venir del Chatkila Mi also. Still also, even still also Chatkila. Okay. Can I? Okay. Anyway, we may come back to that point. The Shach.
Isn't that always the implication of Potter? It's interesting that he.
Oh, we'll get to that too. Good. We'll get to that in a second. Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is always that. We'll see if that applies elsewhere too. Give me 1 second. The Shach writes, okay, again, the way the Mechaber presented it, it says, Shesoreit al-Bsaro, you make the incision first, and then you fill it in. However, the Shach, like we saw, like the Chinuch mentioned, Minchas Chinuch mentioned, and like the Avodas HaMelech mentioned, the Shach says, Hu adin kosev etzeva tchila v'achakach, sar makom tzeva. Makes no difference. Shach doesn't matter the order. As long as at the end of the day you have the tattoo, it doesn't matter whether you make the incision first, then put the ink first, then it doesn't make a difference. In Sivkot and Dalid, He says, he's talking about Rukasa, but he said, Rachor, Shalil, about Kofas Harosh, right? Well, if he's there, he hated the Hosom, he saw me, he got for Pisho, he saw who did Hachot. Even if he didn't help, by a Hakofa, even if he didn't help, although there's no Malkus, it's still Osir. So Sessa says the same thing here, too. In other words, the idea of having to help, that's why the Rambam is somewhat problematic, but that's how it could work with that Tosefta. Because it still seems to be usher, just not, you're not chayev unless you help, unless you take action. You can't get malchus unless you take action. But the implication, based on the connection to the fact of Bir HaGroh, in the Sukkot and Gimel quotes that Tosefta. So it's a little difficult, a little power on the case of Mishnah, but okay. Anyway, that's the point I wanted to mention with that. Now, in terms of some of these other details that we've touched upon, I call the attention to what it says in the Bar Tanura. The Ritva in his Chidushim to Makos, on the same Daf Chaf Alfman Aleph, Dilmasa Uhakosev Xolis Kaka, he writes, Pirish Kaka Sheikakea Beor Bekli Obiyan. He said it doesn't make a difference. The Bar Tanura that I said, he said it's a sack, do with a sakin, or some kind of an instrument. The Ritva is Mefurish. That it's usher whether you do it with, you do it apparently with your fingernail, and again the nafkamina might be, I don't know, that doesn't have to be that deep. I mean, how deep can you go with even a sharp fingernail? How deep can you go? Maybe if you dig in, if you create some kind of, has to be some kind of an incision, but yeah, that's the implication. So it's the reverse is clearly, Bekli Obiyan, okay? But then he mentions something else. He mentions, he says, "Uksovis he shemaleh akakos jo osamo sikra." That's what Meshkachas Ksiva Kadosh Gehu, etc. One second, and he says at the end, "Also lichtov shum Ksiva ba'olam." Any type of writing, any type of drawing, anything. Again, if you looked in the Bar Tanura I mentioned before, the Bar Tanura says, "Kein osios." Have to be like letters. The Ritva is not so.
Ritva.
The Chidusha Ritva in the
Makkos. What do you mean? Yeah. I put a Tov Shum Ktiva as long as you do it in with Sreta and Kaka.
Yeah, but his point is Shum Ktiva Ba'olam, not just letters.
But if you just want to write.
We'll get to that in a second. You want to jot down some phone number?
That's not good.
Let's see. We'll get to that. Yeah, you're right. You go. This is in parks. Right. Well, doctors, sometimes they're going to make an incision, so they make a circle, right? That this is really,
okay.
Well,
patients say wrong arm.
Good. But anyway, we'll get to that momentarily. We'll get to all that, Brunetta. But that's the before. My point is two things. We said Bekli Obiyad against the Bartanura, and he also says any type of Shum Ksiva Ba'ola. That is also the position of the Rivet. I think I brought it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this. Brunetta, Mexico, I'll shoot again. The Ravid in his comment on the Taurus Khan, I'm here in Parshas Kedoshim, it's Perik Vov Halacha Yud, the parish of the Ravid. The Ravid says, the lo be'inan ksivas osios el arosh shem shiasa shem hu nikra ksovas kaka. Okay, the Ravid's mefurish, like the Ritva, that it doesn't have to be letters, any type of drawing or anything else that leaves some type of roshem. This is the klal. This is included in the iser. However, the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Reish Nun Gimel, Sefer Achinuch says Noheges. The Noheges b'chol mokum b'chol zman b'shkol in the kavus. Right, this mitzvah applies all the time, male and female, etc. The over al zeh the kos afilu os achas. He seems to say it's an os. He ties it into a letter. I think he writes os achas, so as not to. I think he writes os achas, so not to think that it's not a Shabbos. Right? Shabbos always needs two osios. Okay, that's the Sefer Achinuch. So not like the Ritva. And the truth of the matter is, in the Piskei Atosus to Makkos, the end of Makkos. The Piskei Atosos Os Lamed Beis Ksovas Kaka Shemisarit Pesor B'Sakin Ke'ein Osios. So this seems to be Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that the Issur D'Oraisa, at least the Issur for which you get Malkus, is not on a drawing or anything. It's Dafka, some sort of a it's got to be letter oriented. The Piskei Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch over there.
Now, I don't
think
so. Letters of the genetic alphabet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. The priesthood tshuva, I was a little surprised.
Chinese and Japanese characters have become very popular
tattoos. That's true. Yeah, that is true. And those are actually more drawings. I mean,
they're drawings that symbolize words or ideas. They're not letters that we use them.
That is, that's an interesting question, because they're more like pictures than they are letters.
Only to us.
No, but even to them, I think they're not. How many are letters in the Chinese alphabet?
Lots.
Huge number. I don't know. Basically, you're right. Maybe. I don't know. That's not an interesting question. But anyway, we mentioned that the Ritva seems to say it doesn't have to be letters, any kind of Rosh from the Ravid in his parish in Taras Khanim says Mepurish. The Chinuch seems to stress letters. The Piskatosis definitely says letters. It's interesting. The Piskei Tshuva, there in the Ordesim Kuf Pei, in Sivkot and Aleph, he says, I am the Chuvas Milt Stalker, Simon Lamad Alshin, Stapik, Udin Ksovas Kakalin, and Chiv Malkus, Ibiin, and Chiyes, Yeba Osios, Asherheim Muskamim, they're recognizable letters, but I don't know if other languages, Enam and Mishai, the Sweet of Amu, and Nato, has to, I was a little surprised. I mean, he quotes this, but it seems to be a discussion in Rishonim, so he doesn't mention that. He mentions, I didn't see that Chuvas Milt Stalker inside, but I just thought it was an interesting point. Okay, another important point.
An idiotic art has to be intelligent.
Anyway, another interesting point. The Nemuke Yosef that I cited earlier, there on Dav Dalam and Beis in the page of the Rif, mentioned something else. We when I read you the Rashi and Chumash, you put it away, everyone. When I read you the Rashi, it's okay. The Rashi and Chumash, it says that it's La'olam, right? It's visible forever, and it stays permanently, and so on and so forth. So that's a further discussion, how permanent is permanent. And that, of course, cuts to the issue of certain impermanent types of tattoos today, and so on. So the Nebuka Yosef there on Dr. Solomon Bays, huh? Yes, yeah, so he writes, he says, I don't know how long Zman Gadol is, but he says it's a long time. Relative to what? You can always ask. But he does, apparently the Nemuke Yosef opens the door to the fact that it doesn't have to be permanent, but it has to last for a long time. In terms of certain halachas, there's a sefer called, a collection of the discussion of this dinim from Chaim Kanievsky called Pashegen Haksav. Pashegen Haksav is a phrase that's in Megillus Esther, means the copies of the edict. But the Chaim Kanievsky is a sefer called Siach Hasodeh. His name is Shmayahu Yosef Chaim. Hence, a lot of the Chaim Kanievsky Swam have the word Siach, in the title somehow. Shmayahu Yosef Chaim is the call of Chaim Kanievsky. So, in this Sefer Pashegen Aksav, which is this Sefer has a lot of interesting collections of different things. Karnei Chagovmi has on insects and other interesting topics. Shmita and on the Goyim. Those are small letters. These are essays, That's his father. But anyway, Pashegen Aksav, Kuntres Pashegen Aksav, Bo Yivur Kol Hilchus Ksoves Kaka. Okay. Anyway, so in Simon Vav of this Sefer, Chaim Kanievsky says, in a Ksoves Kaka Nishol Olam, does it have to be? So he quotes this Machlokas, the end he writes, Olam is Simon Zeh, the Ladas Rashi, the Harivan, the Achinuch, the Kolbo, the Tosin Shonam, Rabbein Hillel, Ein Chachiv Ksoves Kaka Ela Bixav, Shinishol Shom La Olam. It's got to be permanent. This has a lot of nice notifications for today, even the removal of it, okay, where they can be removed, which is a relatively new technology, okay?
No, but that's not necessarily. You want it in a way that otherwise.
It could. Okay, as opposed to washing them. That's an interesting question. You're right, that's true. Now, he does write. When we call Makom. He says, when we call Makom, that's going to see. When we call Makom, Isidra Baran Yesh Becho Gavne. Chorah presents Rabbanan anyways. Okay? The Filu name of the Ksavalo Kaka, Isidra Baran, Dobeber Makar Gavne Makoso, Kosarivan, the Nikar Roshim's Manor, Masha, Amis Gavne, Filu Hakkas and Rabbanan. However, Ladas and Luke Yosef, and of course, Renyonason, Chayab, and so we have a safer Renyonason, Yonason Akonim Lunil. I actually have it at home. I forgot to look at it on 21 different Mesechtas. Probably Mark is one. He must say it too. Anyway, he says, Chayev afila imaksav hu nimchak. Miu efshed the boy shiyishar roshim. All right. So that's what the Chaim Kanievsky writes.
The Rabbanim Bechol Gavni, does that mean even if somebody writes down a phone number?
Well, let's see. He doesn't clarify that yet over here. Now, so let's lead into that question, because there is a Tosus in Gittin on the Chof of Beis. What happens, Lamaisa, if we said before in the Mishnah, and the Rambam and the Shulchan, the only Chayv you have both Ksovas and Kaka, whichever defines whichever way, but both the incision and the ink. So what if a person, well, we'll leave out not a person who has the incision, but let's talk about just the ink. You know, the stamp from the amusement park, huh?
Face painting
and all this type of stuff. So there's actually a Tosus in Gittin on the Chof on the Beis. Chof on the Beis. Tavidil Masal B'Sovis Kaka. Mido Raisa says Tosus, Gittin Chof on the Beis. Mido Raisa Leke Isura Chiyichto V'Kakeh B'Jov Kolk in San Parakim of the Makas. Rav Shimon Enu Chayav Afilu Kosev V'Kaka Chiyachso V'Yichto V'Hashem Pir Shem Avar Zorkin V'Rosh Hasan Gor, etc. Umiyu, and here's where you said, yes, we got it from Umiyu. Tosus Isura Drabonon Ika. Tosus holds this Drabonon. To have one without the other. Niu Isura Drabonon Ika. Anyway, that's what comes up with, you know, when you wrote a get in that fashion. But anyway, be that as it may, you know, I don't want to look at that now. But
in Mako they say that the Alahaka of Ashi, and in Efer Makra there's no issue on Makato.
Right, so halacha is not.
So there's no issue for the Rabbanan.
Yes, so why does he bring a rye from Efer Makra? That's a good question. Should they be able to bring a rye? Could we pass it out like that? You're right.
Unless they say that the milk fox that
they bring it up. They bring it up, yeah, maybe that's where it is, yeah. Tosa Rosh, maybe let's read it. Tosa Rosh, there in Gittin, the second parak, same Dap Chof and Beis, the Silvus Kaka, the Leke Sura, Kitan Parak, the Vasa the Makas, Achito Vikakani, both, and so on. All right, but he writes to me a sur d'abonon ikra in sambo kochol afilu efermaka possibly tagav. He says also. I have to say, like you said, it's a good kasha. Anyway, according to these rishonim, both Tosus and the Rosh, there is some sort of an iser even without. So that's going to be an issue with regards, as we said before, about face painting and other things like that. Not only that, but in terms of tzach, the Beis Shmuel brings this down in Hilchus in Eben Ezer in Siman Kuf Chav Dal in Hilchus Gittin. Simon Kufchov Dalit Sivkotin Tes Zion. Sivkotin Tes Zion. Okay, it's a long. Just a minute. Just a moment. I'll go write down the wrong thing. Yeah, I'm. I can't find it for the moment. I apologize. But anyway, that's I've written down the wrong marker. Okay, the Beis Shmuel Paskins in Eben Ezer like this. I'm sorry. I don't see it at the moment. Okay, I apologize. I'll have to check that source. Anyway, the Minchas Chinuch, again, in that same generation, Gimel Stillen, Os Aleph writes. He says, Vehine in Kaka Velo Kosa, Kosa Velo. He said that's so clear from the Rambam. The Tosus quotes it, but you know, I don't hold like that. Okay, now the Rambam wrote Potter. So here's what thoughts. You all said Ach Miloshen Potter nearer the Iker Isura. Potter, we usually say Potter Avalosa, right? The fact that this is Potter Iker Isura, Kamosha Kasa, other things. Okay. However, he says Avdasa Kesvishom Alach Zayin regarding shaving the beard that it's Mutal Chatzchila. Over Mishas Chachomim Shom Kasa the Meloshah Rama Shalok Kasa Kan Makas Marvis near the Mutal Chatzchila. So the Mechas Chinuch says not so poshut. It could be the Tosh, it's poshut Tosh's hold. It's poshut Tosh's Rosh hold. They both hold the Tosh's Rabbanon. But the Rambam, he says, not so clear. The Rambam didn't say it. The Ains, you know, and he said, not in the Siddiq, it tells you to look in the Tosh's. So the Mechas Chinuch quotes it and he quotes the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer in Kuf Chav Dalet in Kotten Tazayin. Now, Filu Kos Volokav, he said, Rabbanon, the Tzorech Ian Bezeh. Okay, the lefizia also liftova of the sora rishima. According to that, you're not allowed to write on your flesh anything. And he tells you to take a look in this in the sefer rishas hachamim. Anyway, it's quite conceivably a machlokas harishonim. That's how the Minchas Chinuch understands it. There's a work on the Rambam here, the bottom thing, the green one. There's a it's called the Sefer Kovetz. Okay, listening, bottom thing. Thank you. The back of the Rambam and Hilchos Avodas Chachamim and other halachas too. They have a Sefer Kovetz, He writes, he says, Mashma, according to the Rambam, the Isur Rabbanon Gam Barosh of Chag Levad. Cain cuts the toes. He learns the Rambam not like the Menchusim. He learns the Rambam agrees that it's also Nidra Bonon. At least there's an Isur Rabbanon. Again, perhaps the Maris Ayan problems, other things. And he says, however, he quotes the Sefer Mishnah Chachamim and says, not necessarily true, because after all, the Rambam says, Potter and Potter, Potter of Osir, but he says, it's not necessarily Raya. Mashahevi Raya, Medib Rabbeinu Shekos of Potter, O Kos of Ava Loka, Marcus Mars, Ains are Raya, the Matina Harbe came with the Rabbeinu. Shasama Chamash, Shekos of Paragin, Chos of Chosan Hedgin, the Gam Ain't Koli Surin, Shom Meloka, and Layan, I mean, right there, the Rambam doesn't every time say, in every halacha, the Rabbana, it's Marcus Mars, doesn't spell it out every single time. It's not the Sefer Kovitz also wants to say that perhaps it's, you know, it's this is the Rabbana. So I don't see the to look back in the Chaim Kanievsky Sefer, this Pasheg and Aksam, we'll move to wrap up. In Siman Yud Ches, he raises this issue, again, Halacha L'Maisa, about you know, putting on some type of thing. So he says, Omnom, Im Yesh Bezeh Yisad Rabbonon B'Ksav, Lo Kaka O'Kosa, Lo Kaka O'Kaka O'Kosa, Bezeh Nechuk Achonim. The Da'as HaBeis Shmuel Ben Ezer, Sim Kachuf Ta'al Sukot, Tesvav It Shabi. She Yesh Bezeh Yisad Rabbonon, The Chayin Dibre Sefer Komet Al Rambam, Ayin Shom Yerich, he quotes others all this way, Nechsam Sof, he quotes many all this way, and then Nechaz Chinuch, and others are Omnom, Da'as Sefer Mishnah Chom, and the Mutter. And he says, here's your point. Well, Anias Daiti, Rak the Shabbos, Kasim Harambam, the Reishuch, the Shabbos, the Kol Potter, who Potter Vasser. That's not necessarily a principle in the Rambam ever. It's Hilchos Shabbos. Doesn't necessarily apply everywhere. Amusham Rekomus, Yesh Kamapam, Sharam Kasim Potter, who Mutter. So he says, it's not Machriya. The conclusion of this, he says as follows. Oh, let me call on now. Diladas Harosh, there's no Isser. Okay, that's ancient mystery because of a kaka, kaka, a kaka, a feeling is to a bonon. Well, Tosu Rosh is not that way. When we divide Tosu, it's near the Osu to a bonon. People are makele about it. And aval betsova al gabi besarval of sort, ancient raya dos to a bonon. Here makes an interesting thing. We were talking about writing or, you know, making some type of picture. But he suggests here, if I'm understanding correctly, just Seva, just putting stam color on, I mentioned before, face painting, that may not be also even Rabbanon. Because there's no, if it's just colors. It's not a shape of anything. It's not, now sometimes they do make shapes, but I'm not positive this is what he means. But it's possible to suggest that where you're just putting on, you know, coloring, you know, then it's not anything, and it may not even be also Rabbanon. At the end he writes, Karkasu achorum da minag ha'olam lahakel bazeh. The minig is people are makel. Okay, and they do write little things. And your question, you asked before, Yitzhak, spoken like a doctor, the Nishmas Avram, the famous Dr. Avram, Sofer Avram, Chelek Hay of the Nishmas Avram, in his page Samach, Zion and Samach Ches, where he talks about this, subject, of Simkuftein Yeridea, Nisapkeli Mahadinim Kosev Be'et Al Besaro. Okay, Kefishinahog Ba'alma, as is wildly popular. Lamoshal, Rofe Shekosev Al Kaf Yodo Mispar Telephone Shetzarach Osala Eis Atuk. Drop down a quick message on his palm, actual palm, the original palm. He writes down, right? Okay, he discusses, he quotes many of the Mekoros that I mentioned here. He quotes the Pasheg and Aksav, and he writes at the end, Ume'etzem hashtiko shel balei ha'shulchan aruch v'chach v'sodom kishon aruch. Nobody said that it's not clear. Somebody would have said clear that it's Rabbanon. He says, gam nira she'em is ha'filis Rabbanon. And he writes, Shamatim agonim shomu zaman oyerbach zatzal, Shemuto lechatchila lichtov ve'et al besaro ve'ein b'zeh isra filo d'abonon ki ein oksav ha'miskayim. It doesn't last, it'll rub off. Okay? No. He says ein oksav miskayim kish miskaven lemocho tok zman kotzer. You're gonna erase it. You're not gonna keep writing. It's gonna, right now you need to jot down the phone number. So anyway, that's what the Mishnah Avraham mentioned. I just want to conclude by making reference to a discussion about certain types of makeup. They now have what they call semi-permanent makeup. Okay, so Rav Nosson Gestetner, who's a Rav in Bnei Brak, and the Shal Chuz Lahoros Nosson, in Chelek Yud Simon Samach Dalad discusses this. And you know, the title of the tshuva is Al Darash Nischadesh in Tavshin Nun Hay. So it's, you know, it's 15 years ago. Al Darash Nischadesh Mekakam and Noshim Soviv PM or name it seven is Kamul Shalom Shonim. Some type of makeup that lasts, you know, for years. Okay? And what they do is they poke in with a needle, and exactly what they do. Is this a problem with Ksovis Kaka? And he thinks that it is. Okay, he is not happy with this at all. He writes, Ladina benidon shelosenu leka shum mokum heta bezeh, writes in those tests, mishum de eno kosev tsuris osos, and even though you're not writing letters at all, it's makeup, it's lipstick or whatever, he says, based on the rivet I quoted others, that you don't need letters, and even though it's the last 3 years, and it's not forever, but he quotes in the Mukhi Yosef, who said, Zman Rav, or Zman Godol, remember? So he says, this qualifies as Zman Godol, okay? And the fact is, he notes, they never said that if it's less time, you know, they didn't give any zman, okay? And Rashi probably doesn't mean la'olam either. Anyway, he says, he holds that this type of makeup is awesome. I believe that that is the consensus, you know, that to have this type of permanent makeup would not be allowed. I think that's the consensus stock. Yeah.
What would you think about Botox and tanning?
Well, this type of cosmetic surgery is a different thing. Okay, now you may ask, well, maybe you're asking here, it's gonna, the person needs it for their appearance. So,
well, that's exactly sebo, sebo. The tanning is just sebo.
I was saying when you put Botox to,
what do they do?
It takes the wrinkles away because
but it pops up the skin. The pops up
so
the skin.
Doing that,
so that's a cosmetic surgery question. That's not a cosmetic kind of question.
I don't think so.
What, Botox? Yeah.
Botox
certain surgeries, I think.
So yes, because my surgery allows. Of course, it needs it for the year. But I'm not sure. I don't think that's this issue. I'll just end with this. You know, what if a person has such a tattoo? The Minchas Yitzchak, we should tell us, Minchas Yitzchak, time wise, in Chelek Gimel, Simon Yud Aleph, was asked a guy. I'll read it to you. A guy was once a soldier in the Navy, I guess, right? You know, and they put on his left arm some type of a tattoo. Right up here, tuna shall isha aruma, picture of a tattoo of a naked lady. She actually asked him, sorry, at that time, it doesn't say when this is written, but at that time it was not possible to remove it. And Achshav Nasa Balchuga, the guy we came from, the Hiskel Ispala, wrote to Dasim Yochel and Echt Tfilin. He put so on top of it, picture the naked woman, and he put it
like a lefty.
That's what he says. Yeah. Or should he, in Yochel and Echt Tfilin be Ad Smol? Should he put it on the other hand? On that hand, or on the top of the picture, of Shanif Yad Yamin. Anyway, it's just an interesting tshuva. He says, you know, you keep it covered most of the time, just expose a tiny place where you put the tefillin on, and whatever he says. But, you know, my point is, he talks about that shaila, which I heard once as a joke, but I remember, I was once discussing something. He goes, what would you do if you had this situation? Taki has a tshuva. But anyway, he thinks that you should keep doing it on the right hand and so on. And now, especially, they can take it off. And if you can get it off, it's good. But Lemaisa, it doesn't say anywhere here that you have to remove it. Let's say it's not a, you know, it's not an inappropriate picture. It's whatever, you know, the heart and says, I love mom or whatever. And it doesn't say you have to take it off. That's some point. He says here it's a naked woman and so on. But it doesn't anyway say you have to take it off. So I'm not sure. Why do I mention that? Because taking it off requires burning the skin. I mean, it's not just, they don't just take it out with soap. I mean, it's, you know, requires burning the skin. That's questionable. I'm not sure. And the Indian lady in Bosa Indian, you know, it's, the moving tshuva from Rav Ephraim Oshri. We mentioned of Oshri in the past. Oshri was the Rav in the Kovno ghetto, and he had access to Svarim because the Nazis were planning, after they exterminated all the Jews, to have a museum of the Jewish culture, and they kept Jewish books and Svarim, and they put him in charge, so therefore he had Svarim, access to Svarim. So he wrote this Kal Shah. I met him, he died not that long ago. I met him in the Lower East Side once, and anyway, so he has a tshuva in the Chelek Dalad, Simon Chav Beis, where someone wanted to know about having the numbers that the Nazis, you know, removed from the concentration camp, the numbers taken off, and he said he thinks Dafke shouldn't have it removed. Dafke shouldn't have to. It'll be he writes the Dafke to leave it in, and it's almost like, you know, he says it's almost like a badge of honor that we should keep it. He says at the end, "Lizos chasu shalom lishazos lahavi mizom misparzeh ki mizeh no senes yad la poshim hagemane arun," that's supporting the cursed Nazis and helping them forget about what they're, as if this never happened before. He says, "Adarab, you should leave it." It's just an interesting. I just want to think it's, you know, what Shoaz and Sonic. An interesting tshuva. The last thing I mentioned, Mamish, is there's the word on the street is if somebody has a tattoo, he can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery. That is an urban myth, it's a legend. Okay, there's, to my knowledge, no source for that whatsoever.
Was that? Burying with the knives. Burying the knives when people would pray for the knives.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. But here, there's a thing if you know. If now, it's not. There's no such halacha. Okay?
Boils down to the question that Henry asked in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's the act that's forbidden, not the
about having it. Yeah. So, good, right? So, that. So, he has it.
I mean, but, I think the burying is an issue of they had, you know, people with.
So there is a possible makor for the idea. Again, it's not true halacha, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Mem Zamed Aleph talks about lawyer Kovah told me that if they put someone to death by Bezdin, they wouldn't bury him because it says Kol Kach Lamal Fishein Kovin Rosha Esel Tzadik. Right, you have to, you know, you don't bury a Rosh in a tzaddik
for a year, right?
Okay. The Amar of Acha Bachanina Minayim Shein Kol Rosh in a tzaddik. Shneimar, he quotes a pasuk from the Lachem Beis with Elisha when he died. They buried some Rosh with an Avishek, and they just threw the body in next to Elisha, and he jumped out. They came back alive. The whole story. Anyway, that did appear in Shulchan Aruch. There's some in Shin Samach Beis Sif Hey. So. Maybe from that, this Galgal HaDomer, that since, you know, the person's a Rosh, he had, but is this worse than eating treif or other areas that people do? Michal Shabbos, you know, again, the idea, Henry, you say, has some merit in the sense you don't want to bury someone who's an open Rosh, so to speak, you know, with a tzaddik.
That's the famous Avne Miluim.
Yeah.
Any soul, halal is soul. That they said that any soul, halal is soul, doesn't mean that the second issue is not. It's a lot.
In fact, yeah.
It's asur, but you don't get malchus.
Oh, right, so right. We're still in Russia.
Because the Russia is the sum total. The tzaddik is the one that one of them are less than you.
Right.
One of them more.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, so I just want to mention, well, there is a possible, so, but Lemaisa, there's no real mucker for that, and somebody has a tattoo, is buried in a Jewish cemetery like anybody else. Is it over there? Okay, you know, maybe he did or maybe he didn't. I mean, that piece of tattoo is a legend, and there's no basis in halacha for it. Okay, so a little information about tattoos.
No, we'll do this.